This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
KC2NDM, listening for any calls.
Good morning, Jeff. K2PCB here.
How you doing on this tropical heat wave we're having at 24 degrees as opposed to zero yesterday?
I know. I definitely feel overdressed today. Like, I got all these bulky clothes on. If I looked ahead at the temperature, I could have been smart and wore some cargo shorts and a sweatshirt or something.
I know. I got my big bulky jacket on, and I'm like, I'm going to be dying sweating at lunchtime.
Yeah, at least that's what it feels like. But I guess the reality of it is it's still pretty cold. It's below freezing. But it sure feels so much nicer. That is true. Yeah. See, Tuesday. Yeah, so how was your Monday evening?
I went and got an oil change yesterday all the way north Tonawanda. And then got back home and sat in front of the computer. And I'm starting to work on Chapter 5 for Linux, which is now actually starting to get into the command line, starting to ls and then all the different options, I guess they're called, and permissions and all the other stuff. We're starting to get into that now. So that's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, options and switches. Yeah, I would say two more days, and you'll be far exceeding me, that's for sure.
And the command line we're using, like, it's a split screen. Half is the lesson, and the other half is the Linux terminal. And I guess it's running in Ubuntu. So I ended up taking my Lenovo laptop and drew a full-on Ubuntu on it. So it's a dedicated Ubuntu machine. This way I have a standalone machine that I can play with separately from using that program that's on the computer. And so, I don't know, I just like having a dedicated machine, I guess. Snobbish.
Oh, absolutely. You can go back and play and mess things up, break things and fix things. So do they capture all of your keystrokes and timing in that interface, in that program there?
I don't know what the instructor sees, if they see all of your typing or just what you submit. But there are lessons and labs that will be done. But I don't know, I haven't done the labs yet, so I don't know if they're going to be done in, like, Packet Tracer. Or I think there was something else I had to download, some three-letter NPG or something. But as I get further into it, I'll certainly let you know.
Yeah, like I said, it won't be long before you're going to be the guru. We're all going to go to you with all of our questions. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I didn't do too much yesterday. I think I mentioned it in the group yesterday. Yeah, probably yesterday that I bought a three-book series on POTA activations. This guy put out three books. One's kind of like a general overview. The next one's supposed to be all on antennas. I honestly forget what the third one is. But I finished book one yesterday. So, and not that it was a lot of pages. It wasn't. But I was hitting that pretty hard over the weekend and finished it last night. Not bad. Definitely gave me some more information, and for the price, it was right. And I'm excited to get into the second book, because that is all in tennis. And speaking of Linux, I haven't heard Brad in here yet this morning. I'm kind of curious to see where he's made it to with his Linux installs and getting some of that ham radio applications up and running. Maybe you can give them some pointers on installing stuff. This is K2PCB.
And then we have to sit Brad down and talk to him on what HF rig we're picking out for him. After all, money's no object when it's not your money.
I have this distinct feeling that Brad might not be in there this morning.
He's definitely had plenty of opportunity. And I don't hear Ross either.
Nope, sounds like it's just the two of us. Don't get me singing.
So I had a box from M5 Stack delivered yesterday. So I got my my Tab 5, which is a 5-inch tablet, a Cardputer Advanced, which has the hat for Meshtastic, which it's neat. I kind of like it. But the Cardputer Advanced is kind of fun. It's now my second. I have two Cardputers. And then I got a little M5 stick, which I put Bruce firmware on, which is the predatory stuff, which you can find Wi-Fi and Bluetooth hacks and some other stuff, and a couple other little things. And now I'm just going to sit back and try to figure out how to use it all.
You got all these toys, but no time to work on it, unless you get all caught up in your schoolwork.
Well, yesterday I made sure I got some of my schoolwork done before I opened the box. And then once I opened the box, I kind of did a little schoolwork, and then a little play, and a little schoolwork, and a little play. Because everything had a charge, so like get everything on a charger and go from there.
All right, another making a decent time. I just made it here. Tuesday. So thinking about Meshtastic and all that, with that battery pack, is there a way to add an external magnet for that MagSafe connection to make that a stronger fit?
It did come with a little ring that you would just adhere to the back of your phone. So I'm going to see if that might work a little better.
So throughout the course of the day, were you picking up more, noticing more in the area with that device?
Yes, it's got a whole bunch of nodes. The Pew's got a bunch of nodes in it. And then I've been driving around with it, and I was in Tonawanda, so I think it's got over 100 nodes it's seen. So I made a couple contacts up when I was in North Tonawanda waiting for my oil change. That was kind of neat.
So does that map those as well? So you can look at a map and see where the activity is in the area?
Yes, it does. But this particular, the charger one, being an e-screen, it has just little X's where everything is, but no map details. But other ones, like the T-Deck, the BlackBerry-looking one, does have a full-color map.
And it may be a misunderstanding from, you know, what I've heard, and you talk about it. Can you connect to it with your phone and see all that detail?
Yes. There is a map feature in the phone.
Yeah, still pretty cool. Yeah, I'd hate to have you cut that thing open and try to put a stronger magnet in there. Maybe you put that ring on the back of your phone is enough. That'll work. Cool. All right, I got 6:42. I'll open it up for anyone else to chime in. But we don't have much longer before take the daily walk. This is KTPCB. All right, it truly is just the two of us this morning.
I could have sworn I heard Ross in there for a minute.
Oh, those little power meters. Did you say you had some of those, or you could bring one in? I only asked because I found a 3D print STL file, basically somebody had already modeled it, of a little enclosure for those little guys. Because I was looking into those some more last night.
Yes, I do have them, and they're with me. They're in my bag.
Oh, that is awesome. Okay, I'd like to buy some of those off you if you have two.
I have two with me now. I'll see about getting them to you. I'm going to be pulling in the parking lot in about 15 seconds.
All right, it's 6:45, so I might as well sign then. And I'll start heading in. This is K2PCB 73. And for those that may be just coming in, good morning. And talk to you once again. K2PCB clear.